U.S. lawmakers are on track to impeach President Donald Trump for a second time. Democrats are looking to charge Mr. Trump with incitement of violence after last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol. And it seems they've gotten support from across the aisle. At least five Republicans have said they would back the impeachment bid. All this just 7 days before Mr. Trump is due to leave office. President-elect Joe Biden will be sworn in on the 20th of January. Now let's speak to Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. for the latest. Simon, some of the president's party members have said that they would vote to impeach him. Can we expect more Republican members of the House to follow?
Yeah, I think the only question here, Paul, today is how many Republicans are going to turn against Donald Trump officially when they get to vote at the end of that impeachment debate, which we think is going to be coming in the very early hours Thursday morning, Singapore, Hong Kong time. We already know that half a dozen Republicans have abandoned President Trump, and they are being led by Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming, one of the daughters of former Vice President Dick Cheney. She is a fervent conservative within the Republican ferment. She's also a member of the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives. So the fact that she has announced that she is going to vote for the impeachment of President Trump, coupled with the fact that the whip is not being applied to Republicans in the House of Representatives, they've been told they can vote their conscience. Indeed, there is no effort underway whatsoever to cajole them into backing the president, is suggesting to some Democrat impeachment managers that by the end of the day here, as many as 20 Republicans could have joined the efforts to impeach President Trump and remove him from office were he to be convicted at a trial in the Senate. That will be a very significant moment on a day of significance here as President Trump makes history. It is preordained that by the end of this day, he will be the first president in American history ever to have been impeached twice in the House of Representatives.
We're also hearing that the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is pleased about the impeachment effort. Does that indicate a higher likelihood that President Trump will be convicted?
Well, Republicans in the House of Representatives have been expressing the view that one of the reasons why there's no point in proceeding with the impeachment process today is that there's no prospect of President Trump being put on trial in the Senate before his term in office expires in exactly 1 week's time. I mean, literally 1 week from now, we're going to be live on the air preparing to cover Joe Biden being sworn in as President of the United States. But with Senator McConnell last night here indicating privately to some of his fellow Republicans and also to reporters that he is supportive of this impeachment effort, I think all bets are off as to whether there is no chance of the president being put on trial immediately in the Senate. And it may well be that Senator McConnell is using the mere threat of a trial in a bid to try and force President Trump's hand, to encourage him to resign before the inauguration and put Mike Pence into the presidency as a caretaker. Remember, President Trump and many of those people around him are going to be very interested in a conversation about possible pardons. So there is all sorts of unpredictability in the days ahead. There's also one other bit of breaking news that we've heard in the last couple of minutes, Rachel. Airbnb is cancelling all bookings that have been made here in Washington, D.C. for inauguration week. They say they have identified some users who are members of hate groups and who they believe participated in the raid on the Capitol building 1 week ago. They're cancelling all bookings as a precautionary measure because they say they don't want properties listed on Airbnb used in another round of violence that the FBI says is being planned by Donald Trump's supporters.
Well, many thanks, Simon, for that update. Simon Marks reporting from Washington, D.C.